Often when somebody's unhappy or restless, what they think is, I need to move. I need to do something else. And often that's correct. Most often it's correct, actually, because most people get stuck doing what they're doing in the same place with the same people and not opening up and asking the old-fashioned way, thy will be done. But it isn't a thy, it's you. What's your next step? What's your next evolving? But here's something to consider. If you're unhappy, if you're restless, if you feel upset, moving will not necessarily fix that. Because, you see, wherever you go, there you are. You see, so you're here and you're unhappy, and you think, ah, I'll go there. But when you get there, you find you've taken the same person, you, with the same you-ness, and the unhappiness is still there. Now, I'm not saying don't move, because with the moving, there's new openings and new chances. But most times, most things, in most cases, is entertainment in order to escape this moment just as it is. So wherever you go, it's this moment just as it is, and you just as you are. And you can take some drugs, or you can get drunk, or you can get a new job or a new partner or something which will act as an entertainment for a while to divert you from who you are. But it's this moment, who you are in this moment, goes wherever you go. It's still there. Whatever you put on top of it, it's still there. So as I say, I'm not saying don't move, don't change, but don't expect the move or the change to make the difference. The difference is not what you do, but how you do it. Not what you say, but how you say it. How are you in this moment? So what often comes up after that is, so what can I do? I'm feeling unhappy. I'm feeling disturbed. How do I fix it? Listen carefully. You can't. Isn't that terrible? You can't fix it. Because the very one that wants to fix it is the one that's in a mess. So you're trying to fix something with a broken tool. It's distorted. You can't do it. So then you might say, so how is it that some people, very few people, but some people do seem in bliss? It's not a bubbly happiness on top of something else. They really do seem in a wonderful space. And in fact, if you do the Satori group, you have that experience, that wonderful, blissful experience. So how can I get there? One thing is not to be where you are. You see, by thinking about it, by trying to change it, you're pumping energy into it. So what I say is very simple, and it's so simple, it seems too simple. Be who you are, where you are, in each moment. Be there just as you are. Now, if you're just there, your feeling may get worse. Almost certainly it'll get worse. Because you're trying to struggle to keep out of feeling uncomfortable. Stop struggling and you might feel worse and worse and worse. And then it's gone. As you say yes to it, as you are with it, not with it so it goes away, but with it not knowing whether it's go away, being with it, being with this moment, who you are, how you are, right now. It may or it may not move. You may need, and I mean need, to feel worse in order for you on some level to say, that's it, thank you very much, done that, finished, over. See, most of the things you need to do are just in the mind. But if they're persistent enough, then you need to do it. Go on, do it. Do it so totally it's finished. And then you find there's another one and another one. But if you're total, that's the word, total, not half-hearted, not pissing about, you do it. You go for it. It'll finish. And then, usually, there's a stillness. And then slowly, slowly, something else may come up. But this time it's more gentle. Ah, yes, it looks as though I still need to do that. Off we go. You keep doing it, and then comes the place that's difficult to explain. It's not the old, but the new hasn't happened yet. Sometimes it's called the dark night of the soul, and that is the old is finished and you're still looking for a new. Don't look for the new. Let the old go. Just be there. And what you'll find is something very subtle starts to reveal itself. Maybe like gentle melody or sound or vibration starts to reveal. And as it does, and you listen, and you tune in, and you allow, you realize that's been there all the time. What I've been looking for has been there all the time, but I've been looking for what I thought I ought to be looking for. So I've missed. It's here, it's now, it's all the time. So this little subtlety starts to move into your life. And then sometimes the mind says, oh, it's here. Bang, it's gone again. Back in the mind. Just stop again. Just go gentle. Just listen. And there it is again. You may hear it as a sound, om, or a sensation or a vibration. But it's there. It's always there. You are that. Take care of the gross. Disconnect from your complaint. And be here. It's here. Now. Yeah.